Welcome, everyone, to our West Coast Team Reactive Call. It is Thursday, January 30th, 2014, and tonight we have Dr. Foster and Terry Malmed. They are Diamond Executives with ASEA, and they are going to speak to us about their weekend training. Welcome, Dr. Foster and Terry.
Hey, guys.
Hello. Thank you so much for that nice introduction. Welcome, everybody. Yes, we had a very great training. We had Natalyn, the creator of the 3-Minute Peak System. She came in. She spent quite a number of hours with us, showed us analytics, showed us statistics, showed us what is working and why it is not working for some. And it's pretty simple. It comes down to who people are using the system correctly are having great success, and those that are doing it their own way or only part way are only having partial to zero success. So the 3-Minute Peak System is powerful. It works. It just has to be done correctly. So before we get into the 3-Minute Peak, you know, we were also doing some things. People were saying, after this training, I want to go diamond. I want to move up in rank. And how do I do that? So, you know, there is, people can say they want to, but are they willing to do the work? And that's really what it boils down to. How much time are you willing to put in? You know, you have to decide, and then you have to declare it. And that's what Tyler Norton was talking about, his 6 D's. Decide what it is you want, declare it, and then you have to go for it. So I'm going to ask everybody on this call, first thing for homework that I want you all to do, and I have asked that my diamonds in the rough, people have said they want to go diamond and they're willing to do everything and push for it. Now, even if you don't want to go for diamond right now, maybe you want to go for bronze, silver, gold, platinum, whatever it is, you want to move up. You're on this call. You've made the decision. I want to be there. So first thing, when I said to my people last night to get on the call, I said, you have to be on time. You got to be on time. You got to be there and be there. And so I say, first off, your first thing of homework is that it's called GoPro. It is a book by Eric Worre, and his last name is spelled W-O-R-R-E. So it's Eric Worre, and it's GoPro. Now, you can buy the book. I went on YouTube this morning and put in GoPro by Eric Worre audiobook, and up popped the audiobook for free. So it's 2.5 hours. It is actually Eric Worre doing it. And this is what all of the professionals are using this. All the diamonds are using it. The diamonds are using it with their teams in Europe over here. It's really powerful. So I'm going to ask you all to go through, and I'm going to give you time frames. I'm going to say, okay, you have till Monday to read this book, and there's no reason or listen to it. I mean, I got 45 minutes into it this morning just by doing my makeup, my hair, getting ready, and listening. You're going to hear a lot of key things. He's going to explain to you how network marketing and why it works. It's very, very powerful. So, Eric, go do that book, GoPro, listen to it, read it, whatever it is. And then again, like I said, decide what it is you want to do and declare it. Write your goal statement. I'm hoping that everybody on the call has already done their goal statement and sent it into corporate. We have till tomorrow night, midnight, to have your goal statement in, and you have put you in the drawing for a free iPad. They're giving away 3 iPads. And so that information, if you just log into your back office, right there it says win an iPad. And so write your goal statement. That is declaring it. It's really important. If you don't have a goal, you've set nothing up. You have nothing to attain. You're just, you know, I always say goals are dreams with deadlines. And if you don't have a goal, it's just a dream. If you don't have it written down, it's just a dream. So write down your goals, how much you want to make, and always put an excess of, by when, how much you're willing to sacrifice, what you're willing to sacrifice. And it does take sacrifice, guys. This is network marketing. And when I'm going through some of this with you, I'll explain to you. But, you know, it's people say, oh, network marketing doesn't work. Well, of course it works. It's just people aren't willing to do the work. And so it's just like a job versus network marketing. A job, you go to work and you get paid because you go to work. It's the same thing with network marketing. If you want to get paid, you have to go to work. But so write out that goal statement, declare it, and then send it in to into corporate. And I hope all of you guys, because however many are on this call, I hope you guys win an iPad. And then you're going to read that goal statement to yourself every day. Again, make it positive, what it is you want, how much, in excess of, by when, and set certain goals. Again, you may say, I want to be diamond by February 2015. I want to be platinum by November 2014. I want to be gold. Set realistic goals for yourself. And then again, what are you willing to sacrifice? You have to give up something. So we're going to start a 90-day push. And the ones that want to go diamond, they are going for 90 days. And again, this, you don't have to do this, but you can do the daily activities still, even if you're not ready to go for that diamond yet. But it's really giving up for 90 days. You talk to your family and you say, for 90 days, I am going to work, and this is for my family. This is for you. I will not be going to the movies. I will not be going here. I'm not going to be doing this. This is for our family. And at the end of the 90 days, we will reevaluate, and we will be so happy about what I've accomplished in that 90 days. But you got to just like really push it. So for 90 days, we're going to work it. We're going to work it hard because we all have goals that we want to accomplish. But again, it's up to you. Decide. So this is what the math of the power of residual income, and this is your choice. So 1 hour per day, 5 days per week for 6 months is 1 hour times 5 days times 4 weeks times 6 months equals 120 hours. Residual income potential is $500 a month doing that, 1 hour per day. That comes out to $30,000 per year. Your hourly wage is $250 an hour. Or you could do 3 hours per day, 5 days per week, 12 months. 3 hours times 5 days times 52 weeks in a year is 780 hours. The residual income potential is $10,000 per month. Residual benefits, again, that comes out to $10,000 a month times 12 months times 5 years equals $600,000. So your hourly wage comes out to about $770. So you see where the difference is. You decide how much time you're willing to put in, and again, you have to do the daily activities to get you there. So let's talk about, you know, again, also think about, like, what kind of car do you want to be driving, a house you want to be living in 3, 5, 10 years from now, and make the commitment today to do it. This is the 80-20 rule with network marketing. 80% of your time should be spent with the 20%, the builders, the people that are like you on this call, that are willing to do it. So you're going to spend 80% of your time with the 20%, the builders, and then not the whiners, not the squeaky wheels, and then the 20% of your time on the other 80%. So who's the partner? You know, is it business activity or a customer? So understand, customers are not going to get you to that big goal that you want. We're all going to have customers. We're all going to have people that come into our business that are associates, that we're going to love them and we're going to help them. But there's going to be you want to partner up with people that really want to do just what you want to do, and you want to go for the, you want to go big time. You don't want to, you know, you don't want that, maybe that $500 a month. You maybe want to be making that $10,000 a month, $50,000 a month. So you want to find people that you can partner up with. Again, pick out the time. There's the red time and the green time of your day. So the red time is the time that you can't really do business-producing activities. That's kind of like really early morning. You can't be making those phone calls or really late at night. And then map out your green time, the productive business activity time, and write it out. make a map for yourself what you can do each day, what how much time you can spend, what time of that day, and the days that you're going to the time that you're going to be spending working, making connections with people, making those phone calls. As Natalie says, two a day keeps the job away. So you have to talk to at least two people a day. You also need to make your list. So we asked everybody that wanted to be a diamond, you need to make your list of 100 people. So give me just a second, guys. You want to make your list, everybody. And maybe people that you've already spoken to, that's okay, because you can go back to those people and you can say, you know what, I did it wrong. I'm so sorry. Will you give me another chance to send you the right information? Okay? So now I want to go into that's so GoPro, make your list, write your goal statement, and send it in. Those are the things you really want to do right away. So we have the 3-minute peak system. I want to give you guys, so when you go into the 3-minute peak, I'm going to look at the statistics here. I want to give you the statistics of this. These are the people that say, this is a direct correlation with education and success, real example. So this is these are the real statistics of the 3-minute peak system. Currently, only 51% of all web users have watched all 10 videos. 20% of all web users haven't watched a single training video. 19% watched only 1 to 4 of the 10 training videos. Now, of the 51% that watched the 10 videos, the rate of conversion from prospect to associate is 23%, meaning 1 out of 4 are enrolling. Of the 21% that haven't watched any training videos, rate of conversion from prospect to associate is less than 2%. So that is working with a little over 40 prospects to close one. That's huge. All right. So again, people aren't watching those training videos, and it's in the training videos. You have to watch all those training videos. There's also right in the 3-minute peak, the first 10 training videos, and then they have the workbooks. Do those. It's really important. It teaches you the will set, skill set, and mindset. And then on the bars on top, there's Home, Train, Recruit, Manage, 2020 Club Library, Tools, a SEAL login. Under Tools is the Academy. So if you click on the Academy, it's going to take you right to it gives you 3 different things you can do. You can do the business building basics, so you want to do that. That, again, is going to teach you about how to build your business. 2 is the deductor, which is all for your tax stuff. But 3 is going to teach you how to use the 3-minute peak system. That's the tutorials. So if you click on that one, and again, I want you to do the business building basics, and then it teaches you how to the home page. It teaches you recruit page, the training page, the team manager, the library and tools. So it teaches you all of those things. You have to know how to use the system in order to make it be successful with it. Okay, so that was the statistics on that. Now, let me just move on to the next page. So she says here, perspective change. Success is a learnable skill. You can always be more, have more, and do more because you can always learn more. I will never again underestimate the power of learning. I will get trained. It's so important. So even though Foster and I are diamonds, we are always students. So we are here teaching, but every day we're students. So I'm reading the books. Foster reads the books. We go to the trainings. You guys, like, you're on these calls. You have to get on the daily calls. We have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday training calls. We have the Monday leadership and momentum call. We have Wednesday, Thursday night webinars, Saturday webinars. So those are really important. And, again, that's part of success. So the leaders get on the calls. They get on the webinars, and they continue to keep learning. You have to always be in student mode to be successful at this. Okay? So this is, a problem in reverse. Do I really need to know everything about the product before I can share? everybody thinks I have to know everything about the product before I share. And she says, really? She said she loves Spray and Wash. Loves Spray and Wash. She has a 10-month-old baby. And she says she uses it all the time. She says she doesn't care what's in the product. All she cares is that it works. So we don't need to be redox signaling molecule experts. Again, we shouldn't be talking about redox signaling molecules at all to anybody. We should be, and I'm going to give you some scripts as we go on, but we should be just, again, making a connection with people very quickly, getting their information, which I'm going to go over, but please don't talk about redox signaling molecules. You have something that you can help people with. You're going to find out where people are at, and you're going to send them a tool. You're going to use the three-minute peek because this is all about duplication. And, again, remember, what you do is what people are going to do. And if you're talking about redox signaling molecules and you're talking about everything and, oh, my gosh, it's got this and it does this and it does this and it, you know, start talking about the science, people are going to be just go, whoa, what is she talking about? What is he talking about? And they're going to say, I can't do that. So we also want to think about who are you looking for? Are you looking for sick people? Are you looking for people with an opportunity? So if you want to build a business, if you want to be successful in network marketing, you have to change. You have to have paradigm shift. Stop looking for sick people. It's really important. It's like we're always going to have people come into our lives every day that are sick, but there's just as many people out there that need this financial opportunity, and those are the people you want to look to partner with. Those are the people that are going to help you to build your business, not the sick people. So even if somebody gets in the business because they love the product and they got better, are they going to build your business? Maybe, maybe not, probably not. They'll share it with friends and family, but they're not getting in to build a business. They're getting in because they need the product. So start doing that paradigm shift. It's like, I'm going to start looking for people for the opportunity, not for the product, because you're always going to help people with the product. They're just going to fall into your lap every day. You need to start looking for the people with the opportunity, and people aren't always going to share. People are more apt to share with you their health challenges, but not their financial challenges. But if you ask questions, you're going to find out where they're at. So to be afraid of this is selfish. So when people are afraid to talk, you know, afraid to offer this opportunity to people, this is what she says. This is a way better life. How would you feel if someone could help you and they chose not to because they just didn't want to talk to you about it? Time is the ultimate commodity. It is the most valuable asset. Once it is lost, it cannot be replaced. Cars, houses, stuff can all be replaced, but time. You cannot replace time, so stop wasting it and don't let others figure this out too late. Faith and fear do not and cannot coexist. That's really important to remember. Faith and fear cannot coexist together. Your future is as bright as your faith or as bleak as your fear. You must believe and share that belief with others. So people say, I can't talk to enough people. This is merely a perspective problem. How many people do you need to talk to enroll someone? How much do you get paid per person to talk to? Now, we just talked about, again, I'm not going to go into that because we just, this is more of a statistics thing, but let me just go on to the next slide. So this is, I'm going to tell you, people said, I've tried, but it didn't work. It's interesting. Why are so many making money if it doesn't work? Why, when the only way the leaders make money is if you do, would they teach you to do something that doesn't work? Is it possible? This is a matter of perspective based upon whether you are doing it right or wrong. So she showed us this example. In the three-minute peak system, this is a real, these are real people. So this is somebody that did it wrong. They added 2,387 prospects to the system. 2,387 prospects to the system. Zero of 10 training videos were watched, so they didn't watch any of the training videos. They sent 2,643 videos. Only 270 of the videos were watched. That was 10%. And the conversion of prospects to associates was zero because they were just sending videos. This person liked the medical. She first didn't make any connection with the people. She just sent out videos to everybody in her Facebook, everybody in her email address, people she didn't know. She never made a connection with them. She just sent videos. And guess what? She liked the medical pro system. She liked the medical video. So that's what she sent to all these people. She got zero. So it just goes to show you. Now, somebody that did it right, they put 159 prospects into the system. They watched 10 of the 10 training videos. They sent 242 videos were sent. Now, remember, only 159 prospects. 123 of those videos were watched, 50%, and the conversion of prospects to associates was 22. That was 23%. The person did it right. They made the connection with people. They added them to the system. They had already done all the training. They sent the proper videos, and they got the conversion, 1 out of 4. Now, I'll tell you, it works. This is what Foster and I, we have almost exactly the same conversion rate because we do the system right. So let me just go on to the next here. So how do we do it right? Always make contact before you send the info. Why? It's always best to do it face-to-face or on the phone. Text is like, okay, but it's not the best, and the last resort is email, but have proper expectations when you do it. You want to be in a hurry. So I'm going to get out some scripts here, and you're going to have this recorded so you don't have to be writing this all down. And once we get some, there's some things in the scripts that we're taking out, so I can't send them now because I don't want you using the wrong scripts. But this is what's important, okay? Inviting is the key success skill. So getting someone to agree to take a look at your business and to actually follow through is a skill. It's a skill that can be learned by each and every one of you, and it can be taught to every person in your business. People need what we offer in network marketing, but have been trained to resist opportunity in just about every form. Our job is to professionally help them get past that resistance and to at least help them understand what it is we do. This is a proven 8-step process for talking to your prospects. So I'm going to do, I'm not going to go through all of this, but a few things before we get started. Please note that this duplication model is going to be focused on getting a person to review a video or other piece of material, like a document or an audio. It's not designed to teach you how to become a message. You're only the messenger. And that's why I think a lot of us have been getting it wrong, is that we've been trying to be the tool, be the messenger. We don't want to be the messenger. We just want to deliver the message. So what I'm going to teach you in this program is designed to be done over the phone or face-to-face. It's not to be used with texting, email, or any other sort of communication tool. On the phone or face-to-face, that's how this works. So this can work with your warm market, people you know, and cold market prospects, people you meet while you're living your life. You'll see examples for both throughout the program. So first, this is important. Again, let me just take a drink of water here. Okay. I'm going to give you the 8 steps, and we're going to go through them. So you want to be in a hurry. Think about it. You're always in a hurry. Okay? When you're talking to people, you don't have time. You're not going to have time to explain things to them. You're always in a hurry. You want to always compliment the prospect. You want to make the invitation. The step 4, if I blank, would you blank? So if I could show you something that could, would you be interested? 5, get a time commitment. 6, confirm. 7, get a time and number. And 8, get off the phone. So here we go. 1, be in a hurry. So this is a psychological issue, but people are always more attracted to a person who's busy and has things going on. Sorry, guys, I got to hang up now. I'm kidding. If you start every call or face-to-face conversation with the feeling that you're in a hurry, you'll find your invitations will be shorter, there will be less questions, and people will respect you and your time much more. So here are some in-hurry script examples. So for your warm market, this is one. I don't have a lot of time to talk, but it was really important I reach you. Okay? That's something you just, right there, boom. You've already let them know I'm in a hurry. Two, I have a million things going on, but I'm so glad I caught you. Or three, I'm running out the door, but I need to talk to you real quick. Okay? So those are, you now you've set the stage for that warm market. For cold prospect market, you're going to say, now isn't the time to get into this, and I have to go, but. Or I have to run, but. So these are people you meet in, let's say, you know, you meet in a restaurant or in a store or, you know, somebody, a service person, that's how you do it with them. So you've set the tone with some urgency. Okay? I'm going to compliment the prospect. This is step two. And this is critical, the sincere compliment, and it has to be sincere, opens the door to real communication and will make the prospect much more agreeable to hearing what you have to say. The key to the compliment is it must be sincere. Find someone you can compliment your prospect on and do it. So here are some sample compliment scripts for warm market prospects. So here's one. You've been wildly successful and I've always respected the way you've done business. Or two, you've always been so supportive of me and I appreciate that so much. Three, you're one of the most connected people I know, and I've always admired that about you. Four, you have an amazing mind for business and can see things other people don't see. Or I was thinking, who are the sharpest people I know, and I thought of you. Or you're one of the most positive and energetic people I've ever met. Some people are very closed-minded, which limits their opportunity, but I've always admired the fact that you're open to looking at new things. Another one, you're one of the most health-conscious, technology-savvy, or fashion, or beauty-conscious, well-minded, any one of those, financially intelligent, use any one of those, people I know, and I've always respected that about you. Or you're one of the smartest people I know, and I really trust your judgment. For as long as I've known you, I've thought you are the best at what you do. So you've given them a compliment now. So now you will get these scripts from me, guys, as soon as they are fixed, but you can use this recording. You can go back and listen to this and write these down, and you'll practice these. Get these in your mind. You know, but be real. Again, this is for warm market prospects. These are people you know. So you can really think about what it is you like about them and compliment them. So you've set the tone. I'm in a hurry. You know, I'm just running out the door. But you know what? You are one of the smartest people I know, and I've always respected that about you, okay? For cold market prospects, you could say, you know what? You gave me some of the best service I've ever received. Or you are super sharp. Can I ask what you do for a living? So those are for people like in a restaurant or whatever. Those are for your cold market, okay? Three, you're going to make the invitation. So most people use a direct approach for all of their prospects. Usually it goes something like this. I found a way to get rich, and let me tell you all about it, blah, 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 blah. I understand the passion, but really, who's going to get excited about that unless they're getting the call from a millionaire, right? So unless a millionaire is calling them, they're not going to want to hear that you're going to get them rich. So as you become a network marketing professional, you're going to find that you use the indirect and super indirect approaches much more. But that doesn't mean direct approaches don't have an important place. So remember now, with the direct approach scripts, you've already done step one and step two. You're in a hurry. You've given them a compliment. So for the warm market, you can say, I think I've found a way for us to really boost our cash flow. That's one. Another one, I found something you really need to see. Or I'm launching a new business and I really want you to take a look at it. Now, if you notice, we're talking about the opportunity here. We're not talking anything about a product. Another one, when I thought of the people who would make an absolute fortune, who could make an absolute fortune with a business I found, I thought of you. Another one, if somebody that you know is out of a job, are you still looking for a job? Or a different job. I found a way for both of us to start a great business without all the risks. Another one, if I told you there was a way to increase your cash flow without jeopardizing what you're doing right now, would you be interested? And there's another one, I've teamed up with a company that is opening, expanding in the California area, you could say, or wherever you live, Oregon area or New York area. You could say, I found something exciting and you're one of the first people I've called. Or when I thought of quality people that I'd really enjoy working with, I thought of you. Would you be open to hearing what I'm doing? And then last one, let me ask you something. Would you be open to diversifying your income? So again, these are just some direct approach scripts about making the invitation. Okay, so we're looking. Now, I'm going to tell you, after we did this on Sunday, one of our associates, they went to a restaurant. She did one of these scripts for a cold market. The woman was so excited. She said yes. She right after she did all what everything I'm going to do with you right now, she didn't even ask about what the product was. She didn't even ask. She just said, yes, I want information. Pilar went home, sent her the information, and boom, they have a follow-up call tomorrow, and this woman wants in the business. She didn't care what the product was. She didn't care what the company was. It was all through the approach that Pilar did it. So I'm reading these to you, and again, go back, listen to them, write them down, you know, and the ones that really resonate with you, use them. The ones that are going to be comfortable and practice these. Here's another one. Let me ask you a question off the record. If there was a business you could start working part-time from your home that could replace your full-time income, would that interest you? See, I like that one. Let me ask you a question off the record. If there were a business you could start working part-time from home that could replace your full-time income, would that interest you? That one resonates with me. Here is, as you know, I've been a, put your occupation in there, but because of the economy, put in negative factors in there, I've decided to diversify my income. After considering my options, I've identified the best way to make it happen. Another one, I found an exciting business, and together I think we could do something special. So those are some of the for the warm market. A cold market, now this is something like Pilar used. Have you ever thought of diversifying your income? Or do you keep your career options open? Or do you plan on doing what you're doing now for the rest of your career? So those are really direct scripts. Now, indirect scripts, it's another powerful tool to helping people get past their initial resistance and understand your opportunity. This approach is best used when you're just getting started and simply asking people for help or guidance. So this is kind of like, you know what, I'm not even going into this part right now. I will send this one to you. It's more about for people that you're just starting and you're kind of going to ask your family if you can practice with them. I'm scared to death, but before I get going, I want to practice with you. So I'm going to skip this one, guys, because I don't think this is really for you guys right now. Let me just look here. Okay, so here's some super indirect scripts, and this is for warm and cold market. So the business I'm in clearly isn't for you, but I wanted to ask, who do you know that is ambitious, money-motivated, and would be excited about the idea of adding more cash flow to their lives? So this is somebody that, you know, you're talking to. You know that they're not looking for a job. Maybe they have plenty of money, but you can ask them just that question. Do you know somebody? So, or who do you know that might be looking for a strong business they could run from their home? Who do you know that has hit a wall in their business and might be looking for a way to diversify their income? Or do you know any sharp people who live in your area, say, and they say yes, say, great. Could I get their name and email address? If you have it, I have a business expanding in that area, and I want to see if they think it will be successful there. Or do you know anyone involved in a serious job search? So these are some of the ones that are, you know, those are super really indirect ones. You may not be using those, but I just wanted to throw a couple out at you. Okay, so now we've done step one, step two, step three. So we've done the I'm in a hurry. You've given the compliment. You have used you're making the invitation. And then step four is, if I blank, would you blank? So this is, you're not going to offer to send the video or audio link unless they agree to do something in return. This is important, guys. This has been my secret weapon for a very long time. So you're not going to offer them unless they agree to do something in return. So I'm going to show you some examples. If I send you a video that laid out all the information in a very professional way, would you watch it? And you're going to wait till they say, give you the answer. Or if I sent you a video that explained everything, would you watch it? Doesn't that make sense? So if I sent you a video that explained everything, because you've already asked, done the invitation, would you watch it? They're going to say, yeah, sure. So if you've done the first three steps properly, the answer will be yes. If they ask for more information first, just respond with, I understand that you want more information, but all of what you're looking for is in the video that I'm going to send you. The fastest way for you to really understand what I'm talking about will be to review that. Just watch the video. So if I gave it to you, will you watch it? Boom. Done. Again, takes the pressure off of you. So I'm going to say that again. If they ask for more information, just respond, I understand that you want more information, but all of what you're looking for is in that video that I'm going to send you. And the fastest way for you to really understand what I'm talking about is just for you to watch it. So if I gave it to you, will you watch it? And again, you're asking them the question. Keep asking that question. If they say no, they won't watch it, then thank them for their time and move on. And also review steps 1, 2, 3 to see what you could have done better. Do not give it to them. Do not still give it to them. Okay? 5, get a time commitment. So now they've said yes, they're going to watch the video. You still haven't told them anything about this, what this business is. You're in a hurry. You've given them a compliment. You've invited them. You've now said, well, will they watch it? Yes. Now you get a time commitment. When do you think you could watch the video for sure? So they said, yeah, they'll watch it. When do you think you could watch it for sure? Or when do you think you can look at the information? But it's usually going to be a video because it's from the 3-minute peak. So don't suggest a time for them. Just ask the question and give them and let them give you the time. If it's not definitive, say, I'll try to do it. If they say, I'll try to do it sometime, then tell them, I don't want to waste your time or mine. Why don't we just try to lock in a time? You'll have seen it for sure. So the key is to get them to say yes a second time. Saying yes to step 4, the last one, is not a commitment. You have to get a commitment. When will you watch it? So once they say, when do you think you can watch it for sure? Great. They tell you 9 o'clock tonight. Excellent. Great. So now you're going to confirm it with them. If they say, they tell you they'll watch the video by Tuesday night, your response should be, so if I called you Wednesday morning, you'll have seen it for sure, right? Get it? Are you guys getting this? So if they say they'll listen to the or watch it by Thursday morning, your response should be, so if I called you sometime on Thursday, you'll have watched it for sure, right? If they say they'll watch the video by July 1st, your response should be, so if I called you on July 2nd, you'll have watched it for sure, right? Mm-hmm. See, again, now you're getting that commitment over and over and over again. So there's not going to be any guesswork here. They're telling you, yes, they want information. Yes, they will watch it. And yes, they will watch it by a certain time and that you're going to follow up. Okay. The key to step 6, which we just did, was the confirm, is now they've said 3 times that they'll follow through and they've done it all by themselves. They've set a real appointment with you for the future. Now you want to get, step 7 is get a time and number. What's the best time for me to call? Or, great, is this the best time for me to call? Now they've said 4 times and the chances they'll follow through has been increased from less than 10% to over 80%. All right, so we're going to do that again. You're going to get a time and a number. What is the best time for me to call? Or, great, is this the best number for me to call? So, like, if you're on the phone with them, when I'm saying, great, is this the best number for me to call? So you're on the phone with them, and you know you already have it because you're on your cell phone. You can see what number you've called, or you've called them at that number. So you're saying, is this the best number for me to call? And if not, they're going to say, no, no, you know what, call this number. So, again, now they've said it four times, chances they'll follow through has increased from 10% to over 80%. And then put this appointment in the 3-minute peak right after you send the link. So once you've sent that video in the 3-minute peak, it's going to pop up with the follow-up calendar. And you're going to put it right in there tomorrow, 9 o'clock, calling Sharon to follow up. Okay? So that's going to pop right up. And then step 8, get off the phone. Remember, you're in a hurry. The best thing to say is something like, great, we'll talk then. I got to run though. So, very simple. Those are your 8 steps using the system. So I'm going to go through one real quick with you. Hold on one second. Okay. So here is an example. A person that hates their job, and this is using the direct approach. Okay? Hey, I don't have a lot of time to talk, but it was really important I reach you. Listen, you're one of the most financially independent, intelligent people I know, and I've always respected that about you. When you told me you really didn't like your job, were you serious or were you just kidding around? Great, I think I found a way for you to create an exit strategy without jeopardizing your family. I have a video that you have to watch. It describes what I'm talking about better than I can. If I sent you a link to watch the video, will you watch it? And when do you think you could watch it? For sure. When's a great time you could watch it for sure? Tuesday. So if I called you Wednesday morning, you'll have reviewed it for sure, right? What's the best time for me to call? Perfect. Is this the best number to reach you at? Great. We'll talk then. Gotta run and thanks. Boom. Okay? So I'm doing this very quickly. You guys go back, you can play it in your head how this would go, but that's a direct approach. So here's to a good friend using an indirect approach. Again, you're in a hurry. Hey, I'm running out the door, but I need to talk to you real quick. Insert the compliment. You've always been so supportive of me, and I really appreciate that so much about you. I've just started a new business, and I'm scared to death. Before I get going, I need to practice on someone friendly. Would you mind if I practice on you? Great. If I sent you a video that laid out the information in a professional way, would you watch it? When do you think you could watch it for sure? Thursday? So if I called you on Friday morning, you'll have reviewed it for sure? Right. Fantastic. What's the best number and time for me to call? Great. We'll talk then. Gotta run and thanks. So, and then here's an example 3. This is to a highly successful person using an indirect approach. Now, again, I'm giving you all these examples, guys, and maybe they're not going to all fit for you, but I'm just giving you examples. So here's one. I know you're busy, and I have a million things going on, too, but I'm glad I caught you. You've been wildly successful, and I've always respected the way you've done business. I've recently started a new business, and I'm looking for some sharp people. It's clearly not for you, but I wanted to ask, who do you know that is ambitious, money-motivated, and would be excited about the idea adding more cash flow to their life? I understand that you'd want to know more before you recommend people. I have a video that explains exactly what I'm doing and the kind of people I'm looking for. It's brief. If I sent it to you, would you review it? I know you're extremely busy, and I'm so grateful for your help. Thanks for agreeing to look at it. When do you think you could watch it for sure? So if I called you after that, would you have watched it? You'd have watched it for sure, right? All right, I'll check back with you then. What's the best number and time for me to call? Thanks again. I appreciate it so much. I'll talk to you later. And then here's for a cold market, for someone who sold you some shoes, okay? You go to the shoe store. Now isn't the time to get into this, and I have to go, but you are super sharp, and I am happy to be looking, or I happen to be looking for some sharp people. Do you plan on doing what you're doing now for the rest of your career? No? Good. I have something that might interest you. Now's not the time to get into it, but I have a video that explains it all in great detail. If I send it to you, would you watch it? And when do you think you could watch it? For sure. So if I call you after that, you'll have watched it for sure, right? All right, I'll check back with you then. What's the best number and time for me to call? And you get the date, the time, and their number. Okay, here it is. Thanks again for the excellent service, and I'll talk to you soon. So these are just some scripts, guys, and you know, you can change them up, but it just gives you some ideas of the way that it needs to be done. You've got to do those 8 steps. That step 1 is, again, be in a hurry. 2, compliment the prospect. 3, make the invitation. 4, if I blank, would you blank? 5, get a time commitment. 6, confirm. 7, get a time and a number. And 8, get off the phone. And then plug them in. Put them into the system. Let the videos do the work. Again, once you've gone through it and you've, you know, once you put them into that recruit in the 3-minute peak, you have the ability. If it's a product-driven person, if it's somebody that has a health challenge, put them as a product. If it's somebody for the opportunity, you put them in as an opportunity prospect. If they're an athlete, you put them in as an athlete, and the other is a medical professional. It does the work for you. It sends the videos. You can customize it. If you've gone through it, you guys know that. You can either just click on the easy way, boom, and it'll send that video off, or you can customize it. If you think that a certain video would be better for that person, you can customize it, but you're still sending a peak video and letting the system do the work. Okay, I am going to open up the lines here, and I'm sure there's some questions. Brenda?
I'm here.
Okay.
Elaine has
is this?
Yeah, you say we can customize, and that means we can switch videos to if we want to. Is it still the same that we really should not change the scripting on the message, because that is important that we leave it almost the same as it's already set up? Is that true still?
Yes, that's a great question. Yes. So the reason is because of in the internet world, that if you start changing the script up, and there's certain words that will end up sending it to spam. So I'm really glad you brought that up. Make sure when you're talking to somebody, let them know this video will be coming. The video that I'm sending you will be coming from info@3-minute-peak. Make sure you tell them that, because it's not going to be coming from Brenda Generali. It's not going to be coming from Terry Malman. It's going to be coming from info@3-minute-peak. So you just let them know, that's my website, info@3-minute-peak. That's what it's going to be coming from. I will definitely be sending it to you by 4 o'clock today. If you don't see it, check your spam folder. Okay? So sometimes they may have higher spam filters set up on their computer. It's so funny. My dog, every time I'm doing a training or a call, a recording, he pulls his toy out. Can you guys hear it in the background? So, yeah, it's important to you don't want to change the wording. You can, like, in the subject line where it says this is the video, I think it says this is the video I promised to send, you can, like, put your name there. This is the video I promised to send from Brenda, or from Susan, or from Terry. But don't change it up because you don't want it to go to the spam. But again, do let them know and follow through. If you say, I'm going to send that video by 4 o'clock today, say that video will be in your mailbox by 4 o'clock today. If it's not there, please check your spam, and it will be coming from info@3-minute-peak. Okay?
All right, I have a question.
Yes, go ahead.
So we go through the 8 steps, you know, be in a hurry, compliment the prospect, make the invitation, you know, if I send you a video, would you watch it, get the time commitment, and blah, blah, blah. And then they come back and, you know, you follow up, you talk to them, and they say, yeah, I'm interested. Can you give me more information? Is that when we get them on the call with you guys? That's where we're getting stuck.
Okay.
We're getting stuck at, and it seems like it's not, you know, it seems like it's my whole team, because everybody's saying the same thing, is once we have made that connection with that person, okay, we've gone over, we've talked to that person, we give them the, you know, say, can I send you a video? You know, 99% of the time I ask somebody if I can send them a video, they say yes. And then I say, okay, I'm going to send it to you right now, and it's going to say from Brenda. And I put from Brenda in the subject line, and mm-hmm. then I say, did you get the video? And they say yes. And then I say, you know, you're going to watch it? Yes. And then I follow up with them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's when it's that, you know, they want more information, and they start asking questions about, you know, what is it and all this kind of stuff. Is that when, and then it's, okay, well, maybe we should get, you know, Foster, you know, Dr. Foster and Terry on the line, and people don't seem to want to do that. It's like they get intimidated and
okay. They're not asking for that, right? So what you want to do is you want to call, when you call them back, you have that time, say, so what is it you like best about the video? Ask them, so what did you like best about it? You know, what intrigued you about it? You know, you must have some, do you want more information? And if they, you know, if they want more information, we have the videos to do that. So use the tools again. So if they're saying, well, you know, I'd like some more science, or, you know, they want to know about, they start coming up with the objections, you know, or the salt content. We have all of those documents. Go right into that video. Again, know the videos. Watch, look what's in the library. We now have the library beta there. So you can go right into that library beta and send them a video right from there. Again, you can go back, and if somebody needs more information and they're asking for specific information, say, you know what, I'm going to send you something that's going to explain that right now. I'm going to go in right now and send it to you. You know, if they don't want a call, don't offer the call, find out what it is they're looking for instead of offering something to them that you want for them. See what I'm saying? So ask the questions. Ask questions of them and find out what it is they want. So are you ready to get started? You know, it's like, great. So what did you like? First, what did you like best about it? Isn't it awesome? I'm so excited. You know, your excitement, again, make sure they know your story. You always want, you know, now's the time to tell them, you know, what you've seen and the amazing things about it. Now you can get more involved in it because you've already shown them, they've seen the tools. Now you can get more in depth with them and find out where they're at and what it is they want and listen. Listen to what it is they want. So, you know, if they say, you know, if they're, again, I mean, what is it that you're running up against, Brenda,
what I've been running up against is, I think, people that don't want to say they're not interested. And I think I've spoken with Laura about this, and I think that she's had some similar things. You know, oh, well, you know, it's Christmas time, and I'm really interested in it, and I watched the, you know, they've all watched the video. I've got 30 people that have watched the videos, but mm-hmm. it's taking them to the next step. And I think, you know, when we were doing those prospect calls, I think that was really helping because then it was past, you know, it was get the group together and do the prospect call and just answer the questions, and that seemed to help a little bit because it wasn't just me, it was then past me and it was, you know, you and Foster. But I think it's just people that are saying, yeah, we're interested. We, you know, we watched the video. I've had a few people say, oh, it's not for me, I'm not interested. And fine, okay, bye. You know, that's fine, I'm not going to bug you anymore. But, you know, it's the lead, it's the, you know, Elaine's had it too, where it's kind of like,
well, you know,
yeah,
when somebody's not interested, you can always say, I totally respect that. Can you just tell me, just so that I can just, you know, what was it that wasn't interesting to you? And say, and I totally respect that, you know, and again, asking those questions. You know, when you said, somebody said at Christmas time, I'm really interested, but it's Christmas time. Great. Then you know what? How about if I follow up with you after Christmas? What do you think about mid-January? Do you think that would be a better time for you? And
yeah.
They're going to say yes or no. Again, keep asking the questions and then be quiet and wait for their response. So, again, so those people, great. You know what? Then I'll follow up with you. So if I called you on January 15th, Would you be able to talk then? Do you think that would be a good time? Excellent. And again, love them all. No matter what, if they say no, you know, you can always say, if they say, you know what, it's just not right now. Okay, you know what, I really respect that. I totally understand. Do you mind if I follow up with you in maybe a month or so? And maybe it will be a right time for you. You know, again, just keep asking questions. Be respectful. And again, find out, again, where they're at, what it is they're looking for. The tools are there. Keep using the tools. And then, you know, the three-way call is, when you're getting in more into the opportunity, guys, you're going to find when you're looking for business partners, that's really when people are going to be more apt. They're going to want to get on that call. They're going to want more information. So for people that preferred customers, they don't really need so much of a three-way call all the time. They're just going to be preferred customers. They're just going to want to try the product, and that's okay. That's great. There's going to be people that are going to be preferred customers. We're just going to make them associates so that they can get it cheaper, and we can get them on auto ship, you know, and that's going to help you with your AAA. So, again, I think that, you know, can you say that you really have been more looking for more product driven your team, or more business driven?
Probably more product driven.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
We all have been. We're all doing that paradigm shift, and it's like we have to start looking more for the opportunity. And again, we're always going to find the people for the product, but we want to start looking for those business partners, because those product people, they're not going to build your business anyway. They're going to be a customer.
Elaine has really been going after a couple of people for business.
Yeah.
Okay. And is Elaine using the system? And is she doing this kind of these steps, or is she saying too much? We don't want to say too much. We just want to, you know, it's, again, remember, it is a people, it's a people game. And instead of looking, and this was something that really touched with our people, was, you know, we're all looking for the big fish, you know, these big, you know, like the big fish that's going to come in and build your business. Instead, think of yourself as the big fish. You are the big fish. And look for people that you can bring in that you can then nurture and create your own big fish under you. So you are the owner of your company, and you have to be comfortable with that. And you're looking for business partners to come in. You're looking for people that you want to hire to bring into your business, instead of looking for sick people to build your business, or to, you know, convince people. So, again, we're just looking. So, like I said, we told, you know, our people yesterday, make your list of 100 people. 100 people. You're going to look for no's. And no's are okay. The more no's you get, the more yeses you're going to get. It definitely is a people business, but it's also, you know, you're going to get 1 out of 4 if you do the system right. So I'm going to ask you guys all to go back and make sure that you have done, has everybody here watched all the training, 10 training modules and done the academy? And you don't have to answer me, but answer yourself. And if not, go back in and do that. You have to do that. That is the successful people. And I'm telling you, that one with the 159, we looked at our numbers last night, and we had 160. And it was so funny. We just put one. We were like, was that us? It was just so funny. We did what we were told to do. We were using the system properly. So if you use it, go back and use it properly and start all over again. And, again, if you've made mistakes with people, just say, you know what, the ones that you feel like you can go back, because I had a couple people say, well, can I put people that I've already spoken to on my 100 list? Well, absolutely, if you're going to go back and talk to them again. And we had somebody, she said she went back to these people after this weekend and said, you know what, I messed it up. I did it wrong. Do you mind if I do it right and send you the right information, and will you look at it? you know, will you look at the right information if I send you the video? Because she was talking, talk. She was talking to everybody, and she was turning people off. And she said, I did it wrong. Could I just send you some information? Will you watch it? Will you look at the video? So I'm imploring you guys to please go back, look at the, watch, you know, do the 10 training modules, do the academy. You don't have to do the deductor. The deductor is something you can do on your time because that's for taxes. But do all the training and then do these steps. And then, like I said, Brenda, some of them I can send to you. Just some of them are not. Like I said, I don't want to confuse you with things that are just going to, that aren't done properly, and it is in the, right now, they're working on it. In the next week or so, they'll have it correct.
Okay, pardon that's me, great. Sir? That'll be wonderful when, you
probably
know,
have a webinar on it.
Send it on over to me. That'll be great, and then I'll
pass
it on.
And I think we're going
to
have a webinar. Again, get on the calls. If you don't get on the calls, go to the recorded calls and listen to the recorded calls. Get on the trainings because it's really important. Did you guys go? Did you guys go to the Google Hangout last night?
Yes.
Wasn't she? Yeah, she's awesome. Now she really, really knows her stuff. So good. Get on those things, and then do these 8 steps. Just try it and practice it, and practice it with each other. Get comfortable with it. Be sincere. Be real. Love them, whether they're in or they're out, yes or no. Love them all. And but do it, those 8 steps. And then remember, you're in a hurry. And this isn't, we're not talking about product users. We're not talking about customers. That's not what we're talking about. What I just taught you now is not about customers. This is about looking for people to build your business. You're looking for business partners, okay?
Now, do you when you're prospecting somebody for the business, when you're in the middle of talking to them, do you say, "I would love to have you join my team," or join the business, or?
I'm looking for people like you. That's one to say to somebody in the cold market. Sure. I always say that to somebody, like, I have a good server. It's like, I'll say, you know what? You are sharp. I am looking for people like you. I have a business that I'm looking for sharp, funny, smart, whatever what it is, and you seem to really have it. Do you love your job? You know, do you love your job? And then sometimes they'll say, yeah, I love my job. Do you have all the time and money that you want? And they're going to say yes or no. If they say yes, they have all the time and money that they want, well, great. That's so awesome. You know what? That's wonderful. Do you know anybody that doesn't? Because that's so great for you, but I know there's so many people that don't. Do you know anybody that may be looking for a fantastic opportunity? So take it away from them and then see if they have somebody. But most people, if you ask them if they have all the time in the world, you know, to spend with their family and to go everything that they want, go on trips, I mean, really, they're working in a restaurant, or they're a service person, do they have all the time? Why would they be working there if they had all the money and time? So, again, get to the questions that are going to get truly into them. Wait, Foster wants to add something.
I just wanted to add something, otherwise I never would have been on the call at all. Okay, so Natalie asked a great question. So we had about 100 people in the room, and she said, raise your hand if you don't want to make any money at all in your SEA business. And nobody raised their hand. She said, see, you all want to make money in this business. And she said, of course we all want to help people. She said, and we say money doesn't buy happiness, but money buys the things that give us and our families happiness. So make no mistake, you're in this business for this to be a business. So we all want to help sick people, and the more business people we help, the more people are going to be helped by this product. Yep. So just keep focusing on, we are looking for business people who will share this with a ton of business people, and a lot of people are going to get well.
Okay. And the more people we talk to, you know, we're going to get more comfortable doing it. And again, it's just a paradigm shift for all of us. Just think opportunity and just say, I'm looking for somebody like you. Do you love your job? Do you have enough money to, you know, are you making all the money that makes you happy? Do you have all the time to spend all that money? You know, ask the questions, and you're going to find and say, if I could show you a way that would put you at zero risk and would give you that time and that money and that future or whatever it is that you're looking for, would you be interested? And they'll say, yeah, sure. Great. That's it. Simple. Done. And now you've done the invitation. You've now said, now get that time commitment. You know, if I'm going to send you a video, would you watch it? Great.
Harry, what do I say to people that they say, well, how much investment is it? I said, oh, $40. And then when I get to the price that they have to
pay, why are you even there? See, we have to stop right there. You shouldn't even be there. Why would you even be there? There's no reason why you should even be to that point with them. So you're going way too far. You're not going to go that far with anybody. You're not going to even talk about anything because you're being the tool. You're being the tool. And anywhere in what I just said in those 8 steps, how would you have ever gotten to how much does it cost? If they said, how much does it cost? You know what? I'm in a really big hurry. This video will explain it all. You'll get all of your questions answered. You know what? That's it. Boom. You're not answering anything. You're not telling them it's a SIA. You're not telling them anything because we want the videos to do the work. It takes it away from you, and it takes those questions. Once you get into a Q&A with somebody like that, you're in big trouble. Once you start getting into a discussion about this, you've got yourself in trouble now. Now they're going to start asking you the hard questions, and they haven't even seen anything. Why would you want to be talking about how much it costs to get in the business when they haven't even seen what we have? We have something that's huge. I mean, $40, that right there is one of the biggest problems because it's only $40. We have something that is, you know, if somebody put $500,000 into a company, they would spend like however many hours a week, they would be working 20-hour days. So don't ever get into that yet. Hold on, Foster wants to add.
Okay, so that's a great question. So these all sound like they're cool techniques, and sometimes it can feel like it's disingenuous to not answer their questions and not give them full disclosure. But the bottom line is, this is what works. So by not answering their questions in the beginning, it actually is what works to help them best to get involved in this business so that they can help themselves and help others. So they're not just cool tricks and techniques. They are ways to help them to become a part of this that we know will change their lives. Okay, so it's, you know, Natalyn was so clear. The script that we're going to ultimately send to you, she said if you change one word in her script, you're going to decrease the likelihood that people get involved. They did all sorts of metrics and statistics. When the scripts get to you, you don't change one word. You don't reinvent Natalyn's wheel because Natalyn has years and years of statistical data that proves every word that she says and that she has you repeat is exactly what you do. And you're in a hurry for a reason. We don't want any questions to answer because it will do them a disservice.
Okay, so that makes sense. Remember, you're in a hurry. You're in a hurry. So you're always in a hurry. So that it takes that you're not having to explain anything, and seriously, she worked for Nu Skin. She made millions. She was corporate, and she said, you know what? I need to be in the field. I need to know. She calls them abducted by aliens. So it's the people that just disappear. They get in your business and then you never see them again. 47% are abducted by aliens. They found. They did every test group, every question, they did everything to find out what worked and what didn't work. So this is what works. So you gotta just, and it's duplicatable. So you should never be getting into a discussion about money before they've even seen videos ever. There's no reason. That's going to come later on down the line. And you can just say, all of your questions will be answered. You know what? I'm in a hurry. I can't do with this. I'm going to send you a video, and it will explain it. You know, can you watch it? Will you watch it? Great. So if I call you tomorrow, you will have watched the video. Excellent. So you're getting that commitment, okay? So stop getting into discussions with people about it, and just some will, some won't. So what? It's like, it's just keep going and keep going, and people will come back. And again, always leave the door open. Be nice to them. Be kind. And always just leave the door open. Maybe it's not for them right now. That's okay. Do not get insulted. It is not it's not you. It is just not right for them right now. And that's really important.
Well, I was talking mostly about people that I go and walk into their shop. And I leave literature. I leave literature with them. So same difference. I'm still
No, you're not going to leave literature with them. Why are you leaving literature? We're talking the 3-minute peak system. Okay,
that's
you got it. You're doing it the old way. Okay, 3-minute peak system. Do not leave literature. See, this is why it's not working. You're not using the 3-minute peak system. So the system is proven. It works. You have to do it. Okay. So this is what I've taught you tonight. If you go and you start leaving literature, you're not doing, you're going against everything I just taught you tonight, which
but
is the 3-minute peak.
Why am I selling literature? Why am I buying it?
Don't buy it. Why are you buying it? I don't buy literature.
That's not true. I have some in my office.
Well, yes,
people
Foster.
Are gonna only be products.
No, but you don't even buy it. You just print off
just
stuff. You just print it off. Right. No, we don't buy literature. We use the 3-minute peak system. We never told you to buy literature. I mean, it's there. That's other people. That again, listen, some people use that. But we're using a system. This is why we love this system, is because it's proven to work. And it does work if it's used properly. And it takes all of that out. You don't have to buy literature. So, you know what? If you're at a show, or you have an office where people are coming in and you need literature to be able to hand to them, great. It's just, but again, Foster still puts everybody into the system. I'm going to send you a video. All his patients, guess what? I'm going to send you a video. That's it.
Let me interject here. So Elaine is walking down the sidewalk, and she sees a bike shop, and she wants to go in, and she wants to talk to the owner of the bike shop. So she goes in the door, and she says, can I talk to the owner of the bike shop? And the owner says, I'm the owner. And she says, I want to, you know, my name's Elaine, and I've got a new business that I'm running, and, you know, I see that you've got this great store here, and I think that, you know, the product that I'm involved in, this new business that I'm involved in, could really benefit you and your customers.
Sure.
Would it be possible for me to send you a video? Would you be willing to watch it? Is that what you're saying that she should do?
Exactly. Exactly. And you walking into a bike shop. So we know that bicycle.net Road Bike Action said it's the greatest sports performance product
Bicycle.net said
it's the greatest sports performance product in the history of sports performance. If I could show you this product, would you be interested? Boom. Now, if you were the owner, what would you say?
All
yeah.
Right, so the owner says, sure, I'll watch the video. And
yeah,
so then you,
you
say,
go.
All right, well, can I have your email and I'll send you the video and it'll come from
First you're going to say, great. They're going to say, yes, you can send them a video. Excellent. So if I sent you that video today, you will watch it tonight, right? You'll have watched it tonight. So you ask again, you're doing that step. Great. So you'll watch it tonight. So if I call you tomorrow, you'll have watched it. I can follow up with you tomorrow. Sure. You know, again, asking that question. Absolutely. So they're saying, yep, I'll watch it. Great. Excellent. So I'll follow up with you tomorrow and you'll have watched it. Okay. So yep, absolutely. Great. Which is a good number to reach you at? Boom. Okay, I'll call you tomorrow. You'll have watched the video. And I'm sorry, I'm getting tired, guys. It's so late here. I don't have the scripts in front of me. But so, again, yes, she's giving them no information. She's getting that permission to send the video, getting the follow-up, getting the confirmation, getting a time and number, and then I got to go. She's always in a rush. Remember, she's gone in there. You know what? Just going by this bike shop. You know what? I didn't even know you were here. This is, you know, again, she's excited. I'm in a hurry. I don't have a lot of time to talk. But, you know, real quick, just want to know, I have the greatest sports performance product in the history of sports performance. That's what Bicycle.net said. If I could send you some information, would you be interested?
Increases
boom.
Increases time to the runner's wall by 10%, 2 weeks.
Yeah, just one of the, it's that simple.
Okay,
boom. Take the pressure off of you. I mean, how awesome is that? You don't have to go in and try to explain anything. You don't have to be nervous. It's like you don't have to answer anything. You're in a hurry. But you got something that you got something for them. Boom, boom. Doesn't matter where you go. You go into a beauty shop. You know what? I have the best anti-aging product in the history of anti-aging. If I could show it to you, would you be interested? Bam. Sure. Show me. Great. You know what? I'm in a real hurry. I just was driving by and I saw this and I thought, you know what? Let me run in here. Give me your email address. I'll send you some information. Then when you've got that, okay, boom, they've given you their email address. That's when you say, my email address is coming from info@3minutepeak. I will have it to you by 8 o'clock tonight. Will you be able to watch it tonight? Excellent.
Okay,
if you don't see it in your email, I promise I'll send it to you. Go to your spam and check. It's from me. Click on the video and watch it.
Okay, one other question I think the answer is that you have to be 18 at least to be an associate. Is that true?
Correct.
Okay. And, the people that I would talk to then to get their email, don't you think I should leave something that identifies
No.
Them?
Absolutely not.
No. Nothing.
Zero.
Nothing. Why? Okay.
Smile.
If you do that, guess what you just opened yourself up for? Them to go and Google it. Now, do you want them to go and Google to see it before you've even given them the real information, or do you want them to go see that guy that says he's science-based medicine who lies and makes up stuff about ASEA? You leave absolutely nothing. I never give a business card. I don't tell them it's SIA. I don't even tell them the name of the product, ever. Ever. You don't tell them it's Redox Signal. You don't tell them anything. You're in a hurry. I want you guys to try this. I want you to do this. It's that simple. You're making it more difficult. You don't need to tell them anything because you're in a hurry. Remember, you're in a hurry when you go in there. You just run, you know.
Doing them a favor.
You're doing them a favor. And remember, you are doing them a favor. The problem is that if they don't get the right information, people are skeptical. People don't, you know, they get their own preconceived notion. We want to give them the right tools, not the wrong tool. And the wrong tool is for them to go and Google it or just to get a brochure that doesn't really understand. We have powerful videos that do the work for us. Doesn't that seem easier, just to do these, much easier, right? It's really, really easy if you use these 8 steps. And this I can, you know what, Brenda, go back and just see, 1, be in a hurry, 2, compliment the prospect, 3, make the invitation, 4, if I blank, would you blank, 5, get a time commitment, 6, confirm, 7, get a time and number, 8, get off the phone or get out the door. That's it. And then, done. And then when they want more questions, when they want more information, great, there's other videos you can send them. When they ask questions, I want to know this. You know what, I'm going to send you something right now that will answer that. Or, let me get you on the phone with such and such and they can answer that. Or, you know, if they're simple questions and they seem like they're really, really interested, you know, you can just answer it. Answer the questions.
Okay.
Okay. So we're looking for business partners, guys. This is business partners. We just have to have a paradigm shift. That's what we're doing now.
You're in the
so that's what.
Franchise in the world.
Yep. Yep. We've made it too difficult, and we need to simplify it. And so just use the system. Use the system. Please, 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 guys, go back. Again, watch the training videos. Watch the academy. Know how to use the system, and then watch it. And again, you may have questions, which we can go into later. If you've seen somebody's watched the video and they don't answer the phone, whatever, those things we can go into. But just start using it, start putting people in, and watch what happens.
Okay, sounds like a step in the right direction.
Yes, it's a whole different step. You guys just got to change that and go pro. Watch, just
right.
Read
I
that.
Love
you'll
hard,
love
guys.
It. It's awesome. Okay, and then we'll set this up again, and then in a week or 2 weeks after you guys are using the system, and again, remember, it's not the first touch. Please remember, Natalyn says 4, 5, 6 times it takes a touch of with this for one person. So that just because you don't get it on the first touch, it takes up to 6 times. I don't know what the actual average. I think it was 6 times.
4 to 6
times. 4 to 6. Tool follow-up. Use the system and just know that it's not going to be one time. I'm going to put them in the system. Sometimes it does, but that's not the norm. You're not going to just put them in. You're going to have to follow up. It's going to be another video. It's going to be another document. It's going to be a 3-way call. It's going to be those things that you're going to keep going back and forth until they get the information, and then they're going to either try the product or they're going to join the business.
Done.
Okay?
All right.
Get excited.
Okay.
It works, guys. It works. We saw the analytics. We saw the statistics. It works. So, and we know. We've been doing it, and it works. So we just hadn't taught it properly. We didn't have the tools to teach it properly, and now we do. So it's just going to keep getting better, and there's something that's even better coming out. We just can't talk about it now, but just know there's even more stuff coming into this system that's going to make it even easier. So learn it now and start practicing. Have fun with it.
Okay, thank
okay?
you.
So we just need to simplify ourselves.
Exactly. Make it simple. You're making it too difficult. Exactly. Don't ever say a C. Don't talk about it. Don't. You're in a hurry. You have no time. You don't give the name of it ever, 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 ever. I never give the name, guys. Never. I'm a diamond. I never give the name. I talk to people all the time. I never give the name of Sia. Ever. Okay? Unless you're looking for product, unless you're looking for customers.
Okay.
That's when it's different. Okay. Everybody, Brenda, you probably want to, before we all hang up, stop the recording, otherwise you'll lose it.
Okay. So hold on, and I'll stop and save the recording.
Okay.